Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hello, this is Dean Rob Spiewak from the Ponyboy Institute of Advanced Comedic Research. Every segment you hear today, every word, except for these, comes from Mike O'Mara bonus shows. And now, rock legend, Gene Simmons.
Hi, this is Gene Simmons. I'd like to tell you about the Mike O'Mara Show Bonus Hour. It's a great way to support the show and get a wonderful, entertaining hour in the process. So please, take some time, purchase it, and go out and enjoy the Mike O'Mara Show Bonus Hour. Thank you.
This episode of the Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. It's the most important way to support the Mike O'Mara Show, especially during the holidays. The next time you need to buy any gift for that person you love, just go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon button on our website, then shop like you normally would. It's that simple, and happy holidays from the Mike O'Mara Show and everybody at Amazon.com.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store. And around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Our roving reporter, Mr. Rob Spiewak, has come to us today with a one of his kind. We call these Rob's human interest stories, and they're just they are lovely stories of human kindness. Isn't that what they are most often, Rob?
What it likes to do, Mike, is expose the underbelly of human kindness. And sometimes, when something is so kind that it's more kind, it's the best kind of kind.
Exactly.
Thank
exactly.
You.
That's fantastic.
Well said.
Dateline Illinois. Burger King picks up the tab for the Burger King wedding.
So these are people named Burger and King?
What happened is there's this guy, his name is Joel Burger, and he's a good-looking guy, and he's proposed to a lady named Ashley King. So when it was announced in the local paper, it said, Burger King wedding. The smart folks at Burger King, who, by the way, Mike, are based in Florida. The corporate is based in Florida. They saw this. They called these people. They live outside of Chicago, and they're going to pay for their wedding.
Ah.
It's the Burger King wedding.
It's perfect. Just fell in their lap.
Hey, Joel and Ashley have been Burger King fans since they were in the fifth grade together in New Berlin, Illinois. So it seems nice that they could put on their cardboard crowns and become man and wife.
Either that means anybody can book a wedding at Burger King.
I would think so. They're sort of expanding this horizon.
You can book birthday parties if you want.
Yeah.
Birthday parties, but I'd like to book a wedding there. Get me Burger King on the line, please.
All right, let's call it.
Let's do that right now.
St. Pete, right? That's the one you want. That's your favorite?
Yeah, St. Petersburg, sure. It's a good enough city. See if they answer.
Well,
that is not Burger King.
What language is that?
Check the number.
Not sure, you know. And when you put brain one and brain two together, I'm stunned that this did not go seamlessly.
Quite.
Truly, truly stunned that that
always check the number, Pony.
Without a hitch. Yes, sir.
Well, you know, Mike, there are so many details that go into planning a wedding. I'm sure he'll get the cake right.
That sounded like an international call.
Yeah, that didn't even sound like a king. That sounded like an emperor.
Yeah.
Like it was almost Asian.
Hopefully now we'll get through to the Burger King.
All right, Rob, that's the number you gave me.
Let me say it, Pony. Jesus
Christ. All this prep.
This is, you know, to be quite honest, it's what I call, we tape the bonus show on Wednesday, and it's what I like to call my Wednesday. My Wednesday, which is a f***ing 10. An absolute 10.
Pony, today. When I dialed that number, it was Burger King. Are you reading that
it's
as
April God with Sandheim?
Who?
Sandheim.
Yeah. Staven Sandheim.
Jeez Louise. Just want to do a little bit here, you know?
In Pony's defense, he's never had to put a one before a number because he's never had to call long distance.
No, his mom lives in state.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll tell you. What happened there?
No. Wouldn't let you call?
Well, the one made it even worse.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Mike, I think it's time to eject.
Yeah.
I think it is.
I think it's time. He's actually leaving the cockpit. He's left the show.
See you later, Mike. Thank you so kindly.
Oh, he just tried to call one more time.
You see, what happened is this guy is named Burger, and his fiance is named King.
He completely has left the studio. For those of you that watch the Boner Show on Ustream or have that access, this is a good one. This is a doozy for you. This
is a big one. Hey, watch the dissolution of his mood, his momentum. Try one more time, Pony, just to satisfy me.
Our quarterback has left.
Because twice I was able to get through to Burger King and get this lovely lady to speak to.
Well, you see, it's interesting because what's happening here is right before.
I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear what's happening.
We're out.
Are we out?
We're out. Hey, Mike.
Don't really want. Yes.
Did I tell you about an app called Periscope?
Oh, what does that do?
Have you heard of it yet?
Is it for submarine people?
Oh, my God. First of all, it's great for celebrities like you, Mike. I don't think it'll work for most other people because...
That's me. That's what I say every morning when I wake up and I look in the mirror and I go, hello, celebrity. There's the laugh track again. There.
Periscope allows you to stream live video to your followers that are on Twitter. You have a lot of followers on Twitter. And they can watch live your firsthand account of what you're broadcasting on your iPhone.
Now, let me just say I want to hear about that because I am curious about that. But at the same time, I am a bit of an optimistic fatalist myself, much like Jimmy Cerrito. And I also hate to let people off the hook. Right now, I feel like if we don't at least get through to a Burger King in the United States with this Skype system that somehow has become an insurmountable challenge, and this is why it's days like this. I talked all week about on the Boner Show. We pull the curtain back. It's days like this that I find it almost a miracle that we come into people's smartphones and computers and automobiles, and it's just stuns me that we are able to get it off the ground.
It's
because the very simplest of tasks.
It's almost as if the thumb of the Lord God Almighty.
I fixed the problem.
What was the problem?
What was he? And I'm sorry, he's going under the bus today.
Oh dear.
What was he doing? What was he doing?
Unfortunately,
wrong?
He had picked the wrong country to call under. And it was Afghanistan.
Oh, God. Are you kidding me? You can't make that up. You can't make that up.
Mike, my burger tastes like goat. I don't know why. I went to and I ordered the Whopper, and it was covered with falafel.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Oh, my God.
So give me 2 seconds to change the country on here.
Why?
To this country.
What? The greatest country in the world.
Oh my God! We did a test call. That was a test.
That was to the system.
That was the system test.
But really, that's every radio station.
You know what?
This
is on me.
Hold on. Every radio station that uses Skype does this thing where they test call. That should tell you all you need to know about Skype. Is that you have to test it every single time just to make sure.
Mike, this one's on me. I assumed he knew what country he was in.
Calling Burger King in St. Pete.
Yes.
Everybody, quiet, please.
Shush.
We have a little fun with this.
Thank you for calling Burger King. How may I help you?
Oh, thank God. This is the Burger King?
Yes.
Hi, how are you?
Well, how are you?
I'm doing great. I was reading a newspaper article earlier today, and they said that someone was having a wedding at Burger King, and I wanted to see about reserving the restaurant for my upcoming wedding reception, if I could.
You want to do what?
I'd like to, my name's Hugh Rection, and I would like to reserve the restaurant for my wedding reception, if I could.
And my Burger King?
Are you the manager?
Yes, but which Burger
fantastic.
King are you talking about?
Well, anything in the Tampa, St. Pete area, I'd be able to, you know, if certain ones did and other ones did not, I'd be willing to travel. But we'd like to have the whole Rection wedding at the Burger King in St. Pete or Tampa, and just wanted to find out which. What's your square footage?
Oh my goodness!
We'd like to have a wedding reception.
Store.
You have a little store?
I don't think this is big enough for a wedding.
No, no, because that's perfect. We've got four people in the wedding party. Five counting the preacher. Hello.
How about I give you my district manager's number and you can talk to him?
Well, aren't you the manager of the store?
I am, but if you're going to reserve the store, we are.
Do you have any? Can you ballpark it for me? What it would cost for reserving the entire store?
I highly doubt they're going to let anybody reserve the entire store.
I read in the newspaper just the other day that they had a wedding reception, and actually Burger King's paying for it because the lady or the guy's name was Burger and the other person's name was King. But my name's Rection, and so I just want to see if
your
we can actually.
Your name is what?
Rection. Hugh G. Rection. And I'm marrying Anna Saria. And so the only people that are going to be Woody Guthrie is actually going to be in the wedding here. That's the divorced father of the bride. So Major he's in the military. So Major Woody is going to be there. And then I've got my mother, Penelope Rection, and then I've got the Sarias, Mrs. Saria, my fiance, Anna Saria, and her brother Pete Saria. So we just we don't need that much space, and we would only need it for about an hour and a half. You think you could swing that for us? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, trying to book the Burger King in St. This is the Burger King in St. Pete?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm having a wedding, and I'd like to book the Burger King if possible. For my wedding. Hello, are you there?
Yeah, let me give you that number I was trying to give you.
What number would that be?
That would be the district manager's number.
Do they allow you to have wedding receptions at the Burger King?
That's what I'm telling you. I don't believe they're going to.
Why not?
I don't know.
Well, you can't say it. You're telling me you don't think they're. You're telling me you don't think they're going to do it, and then you're telling me I don't know. What kind of answer is that? I'm sorry to get upset, but I need to have this wedding Saturday. We'd like to do it Saturday if we could, and I've got cold hard cash and the Marriott.
Okay, I can't
afford the Marriott, but I've got almost $10,000 that I'd like to spend on this wedding reception. And my wife to be, she loves Burger King. She loves the onion rings and she loves the Whopper Jr.
Right,
you still sell still sell the Whopper Jr.
Right, we sure do. And so if you'd like
would there
to
be
this,
room for a band? Would there be room for a band if I brought just a small combo, a trio, maybe?
Well, you're going to want to make sure that they're going to do it before we even worry about the band there.
How about this? Could you wait. Could you have your district manager call me if I just gave you my information? Could you just write down
yes,
my name, please?
Yes, okay. I will. Let me write down your name.
Okay. I'm ready when you are. I'm ready when you are.
All right. Go ahead.
The name is Rection. Mr. Rection, Hugh G. Rection.
Mm-hmm.
Am I? Do you want number or address?
A phone number. I mean, you're going to want him to call you if he tries.
Let me
to
give
mail
you.
You're not gonna,
okay, I'll give you the whole address too. I'm a
no,
25.
No, I need your phone number.
Okay, that's 5355-45555. No, I'm sorry. I gave it to you wrong. That's 50.
I didn't even get all them numbers.
Okay, hold on just a second. That's Mockingbird 324.
What are you trying to give me? I need your phone number.
All right, I'll give it to you if you'll just stop yelling at me. You're making me nervous. Hello?
I'm here. I'd like the phone number.
Did you get the name down?
Mm-hmm.
Did you write my name down?
I sure did.
What is my name?
I'm not saying it. I'm sorry.
Do you want the number, the phone number at least?
I need the phone number, yes, sir.
All right. It's 5.
Uh-huh. What comes after 5?
23555.
23555. There's only 7
no,
numbers.
No. I didn't. You didn't give me time to finish. I was going
I
to give you the.
I only need 7 numbers, okay?
Would you like the area code first? Because I'm out of the city.
You're out of my city?
Yeah, I'm out of the city limits. I've got a different area code. Can I give you the area code?
All right, well, give me the first 3 numbers. Just 3 numbers
there
to start
are,
with. That's...
There are not 3 numbers in the area code. I only have
there
2.
There have to be 3 numbers in the area code.
That is not true. That is absolutely not true. I have a 2-digit area code.
All right, give me the 2 numbers then.
1 and 1.
Mm-hmm.
11.
1-1? Okay.
Right.
All right, so let's have the first 3 numbers of your phone number.
I don't have 3 numbers at the beginning. I have 2 in the area code in the parentheses.
Okay. Right. I put 2 in parentheses for your area code.
Can I ask a question that's not related to this discussion?
Am I allowed to do that?
Are you still serving breakfast?
Can I have it?
Are you still serving breakfast right now?
No.
Great. What am I going to do about that?
You want breakfast right now?
Yeah, what did you have on the breakfast menu that you're not serving now? I don't know why I'm asking, but God, I sure am.
Yeah, I know. I mean, that's kind of confusing. It's kind of irrelevant, right?
Mm-hmm. Do you have pizza?
Of course not.
We're didn't not they serve? Didn't,
we're a burger joint.
No, but didn't Burger King serve pizza at one particular point?
I've been working here for 2 years, and they've never served pizza.
You've been working there 2 years, and you cannot tell me the square footage of your Burger King. Where I could put
I'm
my wedding party.
I'm a visiting manager to this store. I'm actually 2 hours away from home.
Where are you visiting from? Rudeville?
Rudeville?
Is that where you're visiting from? Because, you know, you could be a little nicer.
I feel like you've called me during my lunch rush, and I'm on the phone when I could be helping them serve my customers.
Excuse me, did you say I've called you during your lunch rest?
Rush.
Oh, your lunch rush.
Right.
And it's are you getting a lot of business?
Well, my lobby's full.
Your lobby's full? Well, you said it's a small restaurant, so that's no big deal, is it? And now you're laughing at me. Now you're mocking me. Now you're completely mocking me. I don't know what to do. I think I'm going to take I think I'm going to take Mrs.
You want to know what? There's like 4 other Burger Kings in this city if you want to call them.
That's what I'll do, Missy. And I'd like your district manager's name because I don't like the way I've been handled.
I've been trying to give it to you for like an hour now.
An hour now. Who's exaggerating now?
Actually, 8 minutes and 36 seconds, but you want that number?
Oh, see, rude. Yes, and you know what would be nice would be say, yes, Mr. Rection, I would like to give you the number right now.
I'm so sorry, but I will not say that to you.
You will not address me as my proper name, Mr. Rection?
No, sir.
Sometimes they call me Mrs. Pizzeria.
Sometimes they call you Mrs.?
I'm hanging up now. God bless you. And listen, I really love the Whopper with cheese.
That's awesome. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too, baby.
Nice work.
Hey, you know what, Mike? If you don't get it booked there, you can always go to the Burger King in Afghanistan.
Start the show, you.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
You know what the problem with Hollywood is? They make shit. Unbelievable, unremarkable shit. Now, I'm not some grungy wannabe filmmaker that's searching for existentialism through a haze of bong smoke or something. No, it's easy to pick apart bad acting, short-sighted directing, and the purely moronic stringing together of words that many of the studios term as prose. No, I'm talking about the lack of realism. Realism. Not a pervasive element in today's modern American cinematic vision. Take Dog Day Afternoon, for example. Arguably Pacino's best work, short of Scarface and Godfather Part One, of course. Masterpiece of directing, easily Lumet's best. The cinematography, the acting, the screenplay, all top-notch. But they didn't push the envelope. Now, what if in Dog Day, Sonny wanted to get away with it, really wanted to get away with it? What if, now this is the tricky part, what if he started killing hostages right away? No mercy, no quarter. Meet our demands are the pretty blonde and the bell bottoms gets it in the back of the head. Bam, splat. What, still no bus? Come on. How many innocent victims splattered across a window would it take to have the city reverse its policy on hostage situations? And this is 1976. There's no CNN. There's no CNBC. There's no internet. Now, fast forward to today, present time, same situation. How quickly would the modern media make a frenzy over this? In a matter of hours, it would be the biggest story from Boston to Budapest. 10 hostages die. 20, 30. Relentless, bam, bim, one after another. All caught in high def, computer enhanced, color corrected. You practically taste the brain matter. All for what? A bus? A plane? A couple of $1 million that's federally insured? I don't think so, but Just a thought.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, and now, the best of O'Mara.
On the show today, we are going to talk to Mr. Santana exclusively because Oscar had a little something happen on his way back from Key West, Florida. And by the way, Oscar, it was a wonderful time I had down with you where we had dinner with my son
Phenomenal.
And my wife and you. And then you and I got out to enjoy the real spirit of Key West,
yep.
drinking in the hot air. That's
the,
fantastic.
The image that I carry in my head is you spotting him roadside and screaming yes. to him to get into the car.
It's, get in!
It's somehow a mixture of friendly and scary.
Yes, yes. Hop in. Yeah. So it's like having, and really, when Oscar got in the back of the car, it was like having my two kids in the back of the car. Yeah, that was what it was with the little guy who is capable of expressing his displeasure now. But I will say this, with two family dinners, two long flights of 3 hours, that little guy is his stock has risen higher than I ever thought it could because it was pretty high to start with.
In your but, and your eyes or your family's eyes?
My eyes. And,
okay.
And really dinner. We had my mom's 95th birthday dinner out in Lexington, Massachusetts, and it was over 3 hours. You know how it is with those big family dinners.
Right.
At a restaurant, you hang there for a
yeah.
long time. And that little guy hung in there. And you know why? Because if he has interaction with other people, he is happy as a pig in shit.
That's
and
that's
he
the
loves
that's
that.
The key,
classic
man.
O'Mara.
And you
so
know what? He will grow up as a great kid then.
Yeah. I hope so.
If he loves
really,
that interaction,
maybe
keep
a
your
politician
fingers crossed. I hope so. But you know, he can let you know when he's unhappy, as all 21-month olds can. So, getting back to we left you, Oscar, for a beautiful week in
yes.
South Florida in Key West. Your lady was arriving the next day, the next evening. She
mm-hmm.
was coming in. You were going to finish up getting some of your classwork done, and then it was a delay. I saw one picture where you're kind of looking at the sunset.
Yeah, we're on a boat. My girl snapped that picture. Yeah,
it was wonderful. You had a good week.
I'm
right?
sailing.
Yeah, sailing. I have to go back and finish the final to get back to shore. Okay, so thank you for the context. I spent the week there. I was lucky enough to stay in a friend's home,
and
he didn't charge us. It was a beautiful house, and when you
access to everything,
they,
right?
they had a pool, a jacuzzi or a hot tub, whatever you want to call it, amenities galore.
Right.
And I said to myself, well, I'm going to study as much as I can because I had an accounting final and a strategic management final that I had to finish.
Okay.
God. And take it at the end of the week.
Sounds fun.
Yeah, well, to be fair, the only reason I even scheduled a vacation, our week of vacation, was because was really for Shannon because we hadn't gone anywhere.
Okay.
She's busy with school, and we've been burning the candle on both ends, right?
Right.
So I said, let's...
I believe all our ladies have been tolerant of the fact
yes.
that, let's just say, the Mike O'Mara Show vacation schedule, not what it used to be.
No.
Yeah. So,
not by a long shot.
So I wanted what a great offer to get down to Key West. I said, let's do it. I talked to my girl. She figured out her class schedule. She could come down from Tuesday to Saturday. I said, that's perfect.
The bulk of a week. That's perfect.
Because Saturday afternoon is when I have carved out to take my accounting final.
Now, do you do that online?
You do that online.
Okay.
All right. And you have 3 hours to finish 10 questions. That's how hard this effing test
so
was.
They police you. That's amazing that they can do that now where you can actually be monitored. And,
oh, yeah.
And once you click go,
you're
screwed, right?
There's
you
no, you can't, my bad. Let's stop the clock.
So
no.
you want to
no
make sure that
no.
the router has been reset.
You're prepared.
You have a full battery.
I had a backup on my hotspot. I actually bought the hotspot for a couple days just in
wow.
case I had a problem because you can't. I didn't want to write my professors, hey, I'm Key West. The internet went
hey, dude.
Yes.
Hey, dude. Now, when you tell me a little more about the test, just so we know, is it obviously there's essay type questions?
No. These are, you're actually looking at, you have to fill out income statements and balance sheets, and you have to figure out journal entries and cash flow statements. It is extremely hard. At least it was for me.
Dear Professor Bulbster, I have to let you know that my internet connection dropped out due to the fact that I was in Key West,
yeah.
Florida. I'm so very sorry.
Yeah.
I have to apologize if there are spelling errors. My keyboard is sticky from spilled Mai Tais.
Yes. And a iPhone, FIFO, all these things that I thought I'd never learn and somehow
right.
I've learned. I ended up getting a B on the exam.
Excellent.
So, well worth it. And they give you your grade when you wrap up just a few minutes later. It just pops up, right? They send you an email. This is your grade.
Wow.
So is this like multiple choice stuff?
It is multiple choice, but Mike, when I say the days of the Scantron and CBD, no, the multiple choices are
DC cab.
Do you know if this is net income? Do you know if this is stockholder equity? Do you have to know what belongs where?
And so there are many things that have to be filled in.
There's like 40 different options.
Lots of places where you can
get net equity, something I'll never have. anyway, go ahead.
I end up getting a B, super pumped. I call Zoolander.
Do they offer you a percentage?
Yes, 84%. I'll
good.
Take it. Right, I'll take
solid.
It.
Pretty damn good.
I'll
Oscar.
Take it. Yeah.
For a guy that's been out of
Jesus
school for as long
Christ,
as you.
I'll yeah. take it.
And absolutely. He's at a beach paradise.
I said a prayer when that thing went through, and I said, oh, please send me back something great.
Yeah.
So I call Zoolander. I said, I can't believe we did it, man. We did it. We got through this course.
And he said, who is this?
And he said, this is great. Now you can go out and celebrate. And the one thing I was missing was my wonderful girlfriend, Shannon, right? Because she had left that morning so I could take the test. She had to get back. She had to work.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
No. Wait a minute.
Yes.
She was there when you're preparing for your test. Probably
I took her out on
quiet
a romantic
dinners
cruise.
Then Shannon, I got to go up to the, the
time
room
to go
and
back.
I got
to
study.
Go back.
Mike, on farm equipment, there is something on the throttle called a governor. And what it does is it prevents you from going at a speed that would be dangerous. Now, if you are to remove the governor.
Right.
There's danger at play.
We know what Oscar is capable of if he's celebrating by himself.
Yeah. And what's so amazing is to think about earlier in the week when you were the steadying influence. You!
You were
the steadying influence.
Pretty responsible, right, Oscar? Even though we did some heavy drinking.
Damn right,
In the cab by midnight and
no
home
big
again,
deal.
Home again.
No problems. So the my mode of transportation on the island when Shannon was there as well was we had bikes.
Because
my friend had bikes and we just ride them around everywhere, right?
Mm-hmm.
And getting around on a bike rules, especially when you're in a beach town where nobody seems to really make a big deal about it. They see a bike on the street, they need to go slow. They're not trying to run
it's
you
Florida
off the road.
Florida men.
Yeah, exactly.
A lot of Florida men on bikes.
So you lock them up when you get to your destination. Nobody's eyeballing you. Like, why this guy ride down to Georgetown on a bike and run into a bar? No big deal.
Right.
The best of O'Mara.
My friend told me about a happy hour that is from 4 to 6. He said, you have to go there. This place is called 2 Cents.
That's Adam Sternberg's favorite place.
The number two in the sense.
It's my 2 cents. It's Larry King's favorite place.
From 4 to 6, you can roll dice to see how much you pay for your beer. So you could either.
Oh, see, I'm all. Oh, my God.
Right, you're gambling.
So this panders
to
the addictive personality like nobody's business. You must have had wall to wall alcoholics down there.
I was lucky to get there for the last 15 minutes of the 2 cents happy hour because I'd finished the test and I had to ride down there, right?
Question so, how about to explain to me, because I am addicted like this. Yeah. Explain to me how rolling the dice works. What is
so
it?
So you walk into this bar, and it's a little bar. And it is slammed because everybody wants to be a part of this tradition, right?
Right.
Tradition.
It's off Duval Street, so it's not even on the main drag. So you have to know it's there.
Right.
And
hold on just one second.
Yes.
Just checking.
No problem.
Ferry times for the Key West Express.
No.
Okay, go ahead. Yes, sir.
So, and it's. Really, it's an experience that my friend said, you'll love it. And he was right. I got there. I was all alone. And you know me, Mike. I don't mind being alone.
You can handle it. You can go into a bar.
I've got my backpack on with a couple waters and anything I might need. I've got military cargo shorts, right? I've got
So you're going to get respect because people are going to think you're from the military.
Now, and I've got this t-shirt on. Like I look like I just been living there for weeks, right? I'm not even dressed up to go out. Flip-flops.
You're Key West man.
Yeah, that's it. Right.
Because you had no time.
Well, it wasn't just that. It's like at that island, after 6 days, you're gelling. You're like, I'm just going to live my life.
Santana. I am a B student.
Yes.
Yeah. And Mike, I don't even know what it means to be gelling. That's how old I am. What is gelling?
Well, you just get into the rhythm of, I'm going to walk into this bar. Half the people here will either stare at me or look at me and see if I'm a tourist.
I can even give, even at my advanced age, I can offer some insight as to what Oscar is talking about here. Oscar knows when you see me down here, when I'm walking around, if I'm meeting somebody in an airport,
right.
You are now going to know that I'm a resident down
there. Yes.
It's
okay,
obvious.
Because you're part of it, the fabric.
That, it, what it is not a forced look.
Yeah.
It is
I don't have designer
you only
jeans
dress
on.
Like this. Yeah, you don't have jeans.
And a starched shirt.
Okay. You don't.
Yes.
It doesn't exist. There's a look you have down here that is kind of a Florida look. As a matter of fact, I'm wearing kind of a fishing combo golf shirt that from Bass Pro Shops.
Yeah.
That is something that you would look at that. You're not going to see that in many cities.
So
you're really not going to see that.
That's ideal
look.
For retrieving your golf balls out of the lake.
No.
I guess
right.
It's the, no. the combination.
But to be honest with
just
you, my normal uniform, I've got some fishing shorts, flip-flops, and I'm wearing a probably synthetic T-shirt with no logo on it.
Perfect.
Yeah. That's my uniform.
Okay.
So
good.
That's the beauty about Florida. When you're out, especially in a place like Key West, no one's judging you. Actually, they're probably judging you if you have like your Euro trash gear on.
Sure,
and they're like, okay, we're all in Key West. Everybody relax, right?
And to be honest, the guys are judging the women for one thing, and the women are judging the men for the
same.
Yeah,
it's fair.
Other than that, everybody's like live and let live. That's the way it goes.
Okay.
So the waitress comes over, / bartender. She comes over, and she asks you what you want to order. And she says it's the last 15 minutes of happy hour, so you can roll. She has dice right there. You roll to see. You order your beer. She goes, well, let's see how much it's going to cost, and you roll your beer, right? Depending on where you are. If you're at the bar, I'm sure it's a lot more fun because you're right there and you roll all the time, right?
Now, when you roll, does this determine the cost of your beer for the rest of happy hour?
No.
Does every drink get its
your
own
roll? Next beer.
And you just continue to roll. It's just quick.
How does the pricing work?
So it's anywhere from $1 to $4, right?
So how does it determine?
So the top price is pretty reasonable for a beer, like a full size draft.
If you get a draft or you get anything domestic,
so you could get 4 cents worth of beer for $1.
Yeah, exactly.
Essentially,
Look, Key West isn't a cheap place,
no.
But I'll take a $2 beer or a $3 beer any day.
I'm all in, and the fun of it is the rolling. That's the fun part.
Cool. That's cool.
So get through 15 minutes of the rolling, gamble. I'm like, okay, maybe I'll eat here and then I'll head back home. I have an early flight. Why not? And
how many beers have we had?
I've had three, and I'm not drinking any hard alcohol because I'm just maintaining. Right?
You know what? And here's what people got to know: Oscar's not a real big beer guy.
No, he's not.
But I had a great experience with Mike, and I said I'm going to try just the beer.
Well, are they
we
normal
went from we
dice?
Talked about this. What's that? What's
are they normal six sided dice?
To be honest, they look like regular dice. Yeah.
Yeah. So what number?
I didn't even get into this. She just gave me a price. I was happy.
Okay.
I didn't say how does this work? What are the math? How can I game the system?
Alcohol delivery. That's
I was just having a good time.
All right.
But by the way, the IPA that Mrs. O'Mara and I enjoyed in Logan Airport this week on the way back down, two IPAs, 16-ounce IPAs, and you get the right IPA, you might as well pour straight vodka.
Mike, it's like we're together. I switched to an IPA, a wonderful orange blossom IPA.
Oh my God, what a fancy lad he is.
This is tropical. Because she asked, she goes, do you still want anything domestic? Happy hour is over. I said, what do you have? That's an IPA. And she said, well, we've got this orange blossom. It's perfect for this type of weather. I said, why not? 5.6% alcohol.
Okay,
did
that's
not realize
virtually
that.
Wine.
Yes,
it's getting towards wine.
So I stay for another two rounds.
Pretty strong.
And really, the staff couldn't have been. Everybody had left. It was me and like some locals because you leave after the 2 cent special is over. Happy hour is over. You go somewhere else is probably having a happy hour.
Yeah,
they'd
right?
all.
So
you've gone. Hold on. You've gone from regular beer and you've switched to the IPA.
Yes.
So you had three regular beers and then you went up an octane.
Yes.
This is a bad move.
Yeah, it's a bad move.
But you know why everyone left, Mike, is they had all spent the dollar bills that you had handed them out the night before.
They're out of there.
They've been on the street. Very good.
Leave 2 cents after my second IPA. I said, well, I've got a buzz. I haven't eaten anything all day. It's probably time to get something to eat, right?
Probably.
So I walk up the street and I said, I don't want to deal with all this drama in these bars. At this point, I'm kind of agitated because I don't have anybody to hang out with, but I'm hungry, right? I said, what is going to be...
Did you not... Hold on. Let me stop you because you are... There are things you have in common with me. Were you a little agitated because you probably didn't find anybody to really converse with that was interesting?
I was at... No, because that bar... It really seemed to me that either you were a local or you're a tourist and you came in groups. I was by myself, right?
Understand completely. Like, been there myself. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
And the vibe changed when everyone left.
Yeah, when everyone left, it just was an empty bar.
If you're inclined to do this, which I have been inclined to do and Oscar's been inclined to do, and Rob, I think you've done it as well.
How's that?
If you go into a bar alone and you're going to have a drink, and if you happen to find the party and find some fun.
That's fun.
It's a real triumph. If you're not successful, and about 70% of the time you're not.
No.
It's kind of a drag, and you just get kind of it puts you in a bad mood.
Is there anything more depressing than going into an underattended hotel bar yourself?
It's worse.
Yeah. You'd almost rather be sober.
Because you take self-inventory, and you're questioning yourself, like, do I have a problem?
Yeah, why am I the guy
who's
here?
Why am I only here?
By the way, when I was attending Zeppi's Bar in New York, I mentioned 70% chance of failure. I had an 80% success rate at Zeppi's.
I remember.
Mm. Yes, had to stay till 4 a.m., though, in order for that
to pay the piper.
Well, you know what?
To maintain that.
You could never get the bongo drum until 2:30 at the earliest.
Thank you, Rob Spiewak, with the memory of an elephant.
Who is the actor?
Who was
it? Was it Patrick Swayze?
He was the golfer.
Jack Wagner.
Jack Wagner.
That's who
Thank
it
you
was.
Very much.
Thank
Jack
you.
Wagner.
He had
great
a hit record, too.
Thank you.
So I'm there, and I'm like, all right. I ended up going to the stop of all stops, the hack stop of all stops, because it was empty.
Okay.
And I figured I could sit down and eat without any ruckus or distractions.
You didn't want
what was
drama.
The name of this? What was the name of this?
It's the Margaritaville Cafe or whatever.
The Jimmy Buffett place?
Jimmy Buffett place, right?
For like a burger or something.
A burger.
Like a cheeseburger.
Yes.
In paradise.
It's like you read my mind, Rob. You read my mind. So I walked in, and this is in high season, by the way, so I was expecting there were some hit or miss places.
Sure.
Cheeseburger in paradise.
I have
holes.
Oh, Buffett, sell out. No talent.
I have my cheeseburger in paradise, and then I said, okay, well, woe is me. Tonight's been a night. It's 9 p.m. Nothing good can happen if I stay
out. How long have you been drinking? How long have you been partying?
Since 5:45.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Yeah, it can be.
3.25 hours, Mike, of Key West experience.
Yes.
As I'm walking back to my bike where I have locked it up,
right.
I spot the wonderful establishment that Mike and I hung out with the night when he was down.
Monkey Bar?
Not the Monkey Bar. It was
the other one where the dollar bills were
on the
roof?
Yeah, it was like Wild Bill's some saloon. Who knows?
Great,
right? Yes.
And a great bar, a great hang. Lots going on there, you know?
Yeah, so I said, well, they had another live performance. Why not go and sit down at the bar and have one more drink?
Sure.
On my way there, and because it was a Saturday night, there was a lot of people there. I think a cruise ship had docked, so even more people than usual were there, right?
Jesus, I've never seen it. That's the first time I've had an encounter with a cruise ship in a very, very long time. And because it comes right into Key West, practically drives up the main street, and the size of these things. And,
it is,
you know,
Mike.
Instantaneously,
it's called,
what?
They call them the excursion. And what the people is, they go around and around. They'll say, would you like to have an excursion to Key West? And they
usually
pull up and they release them.
And the population of the town can increase by 3,000 people
right
instantaneously.
Away.
That's what it felt like between 5:45 to 9 p.m. I said, whoa, this town is hopping, right?
Probably the first night of Cruiseville for these people.
Yes.
The drunkest night of cruising for people.
People were amped up. And I said, I'll have one more. But this is important. It'll come up later on in the actual meat of this story because it doesn't end in Key West. As I'm walking up and down the street, and really it was your people watching, right?
Sure.
Just people watching. I grab one of the beers from the little hut. It's an open container law there. You can drink a beer
fantastic.
As you're walking
drinking
around.
On the street, Rob. One of the great things like New Orleans.
Great it's pleasure.
Fantastic. No big deal. But you're getting a lot of flyers. Flyers to go into this bar, the specials they have. You have flyers to find Jesus, which,
I'm
you know.
I'm beginning to move away, by the way. I might be moving off New Orleans. For our ultimate meeting.
Really?
Key West might rule.
Yeah, I think it
may. It may absolutely rule.
And really we could get there by boat.
Yeah.
Yes,
we'll take
could.
A cruise ship.
Amen, brother. Yeah.
The best of O'Mara.
So I'm getting a bunch of flyers, and I'm just stuffing them in my pocket. That's what you do. But people are flyering for cigars.
You're not declining the flyers?
The
flyers.
I'm hammered. Give me your flyer. Maybe I'll buy some cigars.
Let me punch this up for you.
Yeah, give me your business card. No big deal.
Business model.
So get to the live music establishment. Everyone has live music, but this place was mellow. They had nice bartenders. That one young lady that served us. You know who
very
I'm talking
nice
about.
Lady.
Yeah.
Very, yeah,
Mike
very
and I
nice
met,
lady.
Met
Jasmine.
Oh, nice pull. Look
how about
at you.
That? Wow, how about that.
And when
yeah.
the Jasmine is testifying,
her douchebag Russian cohort was there.
Yeah, ponytail,
and,
ponytail Yuri.
He was right. also a dick on Saturday night, but there was a spot at the bar, Mike. One seat at the bar.
There you go.
One seat at the bar, and I said, okay. I'm going to sit down, have one more drink, and then I'm going to get out of here, right?
How many one more drinks have you had? Three one more drinks for the night?
I've had two so far.
Okay, very good.
By the way, who's waiting on you? Is it Yuri the Dick or is it Jasmine?
Jasmine. Oh. She comes over, and she's like, hey. Okay. She says, hey, like, nice to see you again. Where's your friend? And I said, oh, he headed back.
He went back to the fat farm.
No, he headed back.
He passed away.
I said, I think he's actually in Boston now with family. I mentioned that. She goes, oh, he was really sweet. And I don't know what type of tip you gave her, but I'm sure she remembered you very well.
Oh, thank you.
And we start hanging out, and more people come in. A Russian couple sits next to me who's an absolute 10. They're sweet, they're in love, and they're like fresh off the boat, like have the accent and everything.
Are they cruising, do you think?
They are not cruising. They're just down from Miami. And I know
we would like you to come back to a special house we have for dismembering Bolivian nationals.
And I said, okay, I'm sitting at the bar. And anybody who's ever been in a bar before sees that when someone's getting preferential treatment and someone else is not, they got the big tall glass of beers and drinks. And I got the little glass. And I was like, well, the Russian guy's waiting on the Russian, so I could see that. How do I get into the big glass game? How do I figure that out, right?
You are out of your mind already.
So,
an hour ago, he was all about wanting to be included. Now he's fearing being excluded. the worm has turned.
Yes.
All right, go ahead.
So I asked the young lady, I said, hey, what do I got to do? Do I have to be a Russian to get these big glasses?
Because
I
see that's what you want to say.
And she said, and she looked at me and smiled. She said, she goes, absolutely not. Boom. What would you like to drink? And I said, I'd like a Jack and Diet.
Oh,
I switched gears.
No, you've gone regular beer to high octane beer to hard liquor. You're going to die.
This is not a good era.
I know how this is going to end.
So,
frankly, I'm shocked he's here today.
I know.
I had two of those big guys, and then I closed the night out at 11:30. I know this because I had to look at my receipts. And I said, okay, that was run at 11:30. That makes sense now.
Okay, so the time is okay.
Yeah,
it's not 4 in the morning.
Yeah,
okay.
It's 11:30. Had an early flight the next day. A new
what time was your flight?
My flight was at 11:40. Had
you're
to get
fine.
To no, but I had to make sure the house was in order because a new couple was coming at 8 a.m. Mm-hmm. And
but
you know how
like
I work,
it's 7 a.m.
You know how
like
I work. I want people to invite me back to their homes, so I want to make sure everything's clean and perfect.
Sure, you got it done.
Yeah. So I said, I don't know if I should be riding this bike home. I've been drinking, right? So
normally the bike is where the drunk person goes to.
It's so much fun.
Yeah. Well, I don't know, and I also don't want to be the guy that gets arrested in Key West for drunk in public when you're on a bike. I've heard too many stories about that.
This happens?
Mm-hmm. It does happen.
By the way, the Russian couple, was the lady a hottie?
Oh, they were both models. They look like they're chef's supermodel babies. They're awesome.
And the English was decent?
The English was great, and they were teaching me words in Russian. It was just a phenomenal 2 hours.
He found his party.
Nice.
He found his party that he was looking for.
Yes.
Yeah,
right.
Too bad it was with the enemy.
So I remember, and I'm 5 blocks from Duval Street, right? And they're short blocks. They're not like, they're city blocks
community.
I know how to get home. I've been riding the bike around there enough. I can find my way home. I remember 2 blocks in walking the bike home and then being like, oh, man, this is the worst.
Walking the bike home.
Yes.
Now, for those of you that know these Oscar stories, this is an important part of the story here. He remembers 2 blocks.
Yes.
So he started to walk the bike home.
Yes.
I see a blackout coming.
Yeah, I do too.
So.
I do too. Like one that would be in New York in the 70s. A huge blackout.
I remember walking the bike home, and then I remember saying, F it, I'm just going to ride the bike. There's no cars on the street.
Good thinking.
Because you're riding on the street, not riding on the sidewalk.
Any lights on the street?
I remember taking out the two little lights that you put on the back and in front of the bike, so safety first. Mm-hmm. Drunk enough to figure that out.
You remember that?
Yeah, I jumped on the bike.
There is, by the way, at least a 60% chance there were no lights. Yeah. That he imagined the lights.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah.
Made it home in one piece, and then I woke up at 5 in the morning. This is why I don't remember getting home, and then I don't remember what happened afterwards. I woke up at 5. I set my alarm for 5 because I wanted to wash the sheets. I wanted to take care of everything I needed to take care of before I left the
house.
Great house guest.
Very nice.
And he needed to wash those sheets.
I woke up and I looked in the kitchen. And
you looked at the Russian man next to you. Everything was clean.
The security system was
on. And the Cuban corpse.
There was a, I would say, 12-foot sub on the kitchen table. I had 2 bites taken out of it, and I said, "Well, when did I get a sub? I remember getting a cheeseburger in Paradise."
You said 12-foot. You mean 12
inch sub?
Okay, because I thought he ordered perhaps a party.
No,
sub.
No. That would have been better.
I'm just making sure.
Yeah, 12 inch sub, and I said, "Oh man,
transparency.
Like, when did I get this steak and cheese? I had a cheeseburger." I don't remember ordering the steak and cheese.
Oh, I'm getting nervous for this. It's making me start to squirm.
I said, oh, man. And what I usually do when this happens, I go straight to my Bank of America app and my American Express app. I said, what has happened?
Right.
What has changed in this equation? What dollars have been spent? What happened? Right.
It's like Pulp Fiction. Yes. Everything's out of order and you have to reconstruct it.
It's a memento. I'm like, oh, man.
Better movie. Yeah.
So I look around, I look at my statements, I'm like, okay, I gave a couple people nice tips, but not something I regretted, right?
Right, right.
And I was like, okay, this is nothing bad's happened. This might be a win. It's a win. It's a win. I take care of everything. I'm good, right?
Right.
I take care of
everything. So you bought the sub with cash then?
I bought the sub with a credit card and it cleared. Apparently there's a sub place right down the street from the place I was staying. I didn't even know it existed.
Did you ask?
I had somehow stumbled in there with my
bike.
You
found it in your drunken stupor.
I did.
I did.
Is there any chance they delivered?
No chance.
Okay, just checking.
No chance.
Is there any chance the Russian couple that's sleeping in the bedroom down the hall?
Nobody has come over. I invited no one over. But what has happened?
There is much provolone and grilled onions on this sandwich.
I've come out with what I thought was an overall win. Right. I pack up the place. Everything's perfect. I call the owner. I said, "This is your house is here. The cleaning crew is here. They probably don't have to clean anything because I've cleaned already, but they have to do their due diligence."
Right.
I meet the new couple that's coming in for the week because another couple has come in. I greet them. I get
Hold a minute. So they got to see you. They got to see the gray Oscar.
No. At this point, I had put on my face, Mike, as they say, and I had sunglasses on, and I was 2 thumbs up, double gun pointing, faking everything.
He is all adrenaline, faking though. Everything. It is such a fake
job. Just waiting so you can get to the gate at the airport and go, oh.
That's right. I need to find a trash can.
I get home. I kiss my wonderful girlfriend, a nice big hug and kiss. I said, thank you for picking me up at the airport. What a great week. I was able to get through school and a slight vacation. I can't wait to get back to the show.
To gauge your hangover, and I hate to dwell here at this moment, was it a sweaty flight back?
It was horrible.
Okay, because that's nothing worse than a
hungover
hot plane.
Flight is the worst, right?
Thank God I've never had one.
Yeah, me neither.
Yesterday, I put Key West behind me, sent a nice gift to the owners of the home. Paid for the cleaning crew, no big deal. It took care of that. And I remember getting home and I look on the fridge and it says, there's a note from my wonderful girlfriend. It says, who the F, and the F is highlighted, is Jamie. And I said, that's strange. And then on the magnet underneath my fridge, there was what looked to be a business card, a blank business card, but on the business card it said Jamie, and where the dot of the eye was, it wasn't an eye, it was a heart.
Oh, that's always
and
nice.
And it had a phone number right on there.
Sure.
And I said, who the F is Jamie? I asked myself that question, right? I said, who the F is Jamie?
Oh no.
And she's not home. She didn't text me or call me. This was just on the fridge.
Right.
So it was an unsolved mystery. And I said,
you call Robert Stack.
Oscar had a business card from Jamie with a heart on it that his girlfriend found in his pants.
Hey, what about those disc jockeys?
And
Gene Baxter and Kevin Ryder were lying.
So she found the business card in your your shorts.
She didn't go through my shorts when I got home.
That's unfortunate.
When I got home, I took everything out of my pockets and threw on my dresser like anybody does,
sure.
Right?
Right.
And I said, man, like who the f*** is... I kept on saying, who the F is Jamie? I was more concerned that... Like, I had met a Jamie, hung out with a Jamie. Jamie ruled, and something had happened that wasn't supposed
to
happen.
Jamie, now, first of all, Jamie is a man and woman's name. Was it a female Jamie?
The writing... The
heart, Mike.
The heart, the writing...
Indicated that it was a woman.
You haven't dotted the I in Mike with a heart in years.
Yeah, in years, I haven't done that.
Guys don't write like that, right? And there's a part of me, to be honest with you guys, and I can do that, was like, man... Like, how could I forget meeting a girl? Like, this is not okay. Like, what's the issue here, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. And you met her in the sandwich shop.
And then I said, mm-hmm. I said, man. Like, and then I was like, well, was she hot? Like, I and I'm being honest, because guys are going to be honest with you. There are pangs of guilt at first where you sit there and you say, oh, man, did I fuck this up? Like, what happened?
Right.
And then the other side says, I mean, was she hot? Like, do I remember? Like, does she have a nice ass? Were her cans amazing? Like, what happened?
How
right?
am I missing out on this? Why, yes, brain? Yes, why are you yes. letting me down?
Help
me!
What do you do in this wonderful information age, and I'm 10 minutes into it after, like, trying to figure out, putting everything together, remembering that I remember getting two blocks away from the house.
Right.
And but the one thing I don't
remember... Do you have a last name?
No last name. Just says Jamie, right?
Oh, dear. That's not
and
good.
I said,
that's not good.
I said, well, why would I meet somebody in a sub shop and then, you know, wake up the next day alone? Like, what happened? So I call the number.
This is
where it really pays off.
Is your hand shaking while you're calling this?
No,
number?
I want to know that. Like, I really don't know what's happened. I'm not even like, I just don't, I want resolution for myself.
Sure. And others.
It's a call to Jamie and a trip to the clinic.
I call. No, I Google first, and I said, well, nothing's coming up here. And I call, and it is a strip club in Key West. Yes.
Wow.
And the young lady.
Is it the one we walked by, the Red Garter
yes,
one?
Yes.
That's the only one, right? Yeah, isn't that the one we walked by?
I think that's the only one. I don't know. I just remember I picked up, and the young lady that picked up was, not young, the woman that picked up.
Hello.
Because it's during the day. Those young ladies are probably not up.
Hi, this is Air Force Amy.
She goes, hello? And I said, look, I'm sure you get a lot of this, but I found a phone number in my pocket that has your number on it. Is there a young lady named Jamie that works there? And she goes, yes. And I said, okay, quick question. Do your girls flyer? And I said, she goes, yes, why? And I said, well, I'm in a bit of a pickle here because my girlfriend's found what I think is one of your flyers, but I'm not sure because I could have gone in there, but I don't see it on my credit card statement. I didn't have a lot of cash on me, so I couldn't see how that would work out.
All right.
I looked at my bank statement. I said, are your flyers full of color and do they have pictures of the girls on there? Because this is where I was really trying to trip her up because I wanted to find out what the was going on with me, right?
Way to go, Jim Rockford.
Yeah, and
so was this a flyer that she gave you or a business card?
It was a blank business card shaped. It was a blank business card with her name written in Sharpie, basically,
okay.
And her phone number, right?
Right.
And she goes, "Well, most our girls have cards they write their names on." I said, "Okay." I said, "Do those cards look like blank business cards with your establishment's name on them?" She goes, "That's what they do usually. Different girls do different things." And I said, "Okay." Finally, I'm done, right? I have clearly walked around the streets of Key West and somebody had handed me a flyer.
Right.
And I said, thank you, and moved on, right?
So she handed it to you.
So the lady, before I hang up on her, she goes, are you interested in an out-call service from Jamie? And I said,
Oh, no.
I said, no, I'm in D.C. now. I'm just trying to repair my life and put my my house back in order.
So I have to say, we're at the end of our allotted time now. How are things on the home front?
So you ask yourself, do you tell your girlfriend what the story is?
Sure.
Or do you just... And it was funny because the way she approached me that evening, she wasn't mad. She was just laughing. And then, two, she said, well, like, did you get this girl's number? And I said, I don't... I was like, this is what I think happened. And she goes, are you sure? And I said, well, I don't know if I met her outside of... Like, I can't tell you that I didn't meet her at the sandwich shop. Like, I'm being honest with her, right? And she says, are you sure you didn't do anything? And I said, look, I can tell you, I woke up alone. I took a shower. Like, there was nothing that happened. And she's like breaking my balls. And what I didn't realize when she started smirking is that she had called the establishment.
Oh, already?
Yes.
Oh, really?
So she knew that I was flyered and I hadn't been in there clearly because that's what they give out. She was just breaking my balls.
Just jerking you around. Alcohol, that demon alcohol. Right?
And you know what, so, Mike? With all this said, if you ever go to a strip club that's called the Sandwich Shop, don't go to that strip club. That's
absolutely
a bad one.
And do a swab test on that second bite of sandwich.
So she already had known. She had known.
Your lady had known?
She had known that it was a strip club flyer.
Who had known?
Because Shannon called the number ready to ask for Jamie.
Yeah.
And she called. She ended up realizing it was a strip club. And she's like, well, she goes, do your dancers usually give out their number to the client? She goes, no, but our number is on our cards that when the girls go out, they give them to clients.
So here's the most important thing. The number that was on there. That was the number of the establishment, not a personal.
Yes, that's what it was.
I think he might be off the hook for that.
Big win. Mm-hmm. She was, but yeah, it was a big win. But my girl, because she's got a good sense of humor, like laid it out for 4 or 5 hours
and let you sweat it. That's awesome.
And it's also the reason we call you Boyfriend of the Year.
The Best of O'Mara.
Hey, Rob, Chinese. You wrote down, I'm tired of the other list.
Right.
You wrote down your extreme embarrassment in Savannah. Did that include your little ghost tour that you went on?
No, it had nothing to do with that. And this marked something that had never happened before. I embarrassed myself in such a way that Carrie left me and left the store. It was not okay.
Well, I can only think of one thing.
No. It had nothing to do with my body. Really? I walked up. We were on the waterfront in Savannah, and it was 100 degrees, so we're hitting all the little stores and stuff, and one was called, and I'll mention it by name because I was very shocked at what I saw in there. It's called Bob's Your Uncle, and it has all this stuff that you would expect to see.
That sounds like something you would say.
So I'm talking to this ass. He walks up to me, cuts me off in traffic, and then Bob's your uncle. He slams into the back of the station wagon.
Well, you used it right. I think it's a European expression, meaning like, and then before you know it. So you go in there, and you see all the things you expect to see, like the letter S made out of driftwood that you can buy for $6,000 and hang it in your door knockers that look like whales. You see postcards and saltwater taffy and all manner of T-shirts. And then I look at a shelf.
Your father has like four siblings, right? Five brothers?
He's one of five, right?
And some of them have kids?
Yes.
Well, you know, those kids say it all the time. Bob's your uncle.
Hey.
How are you?
Did you look at that S and say, well, I can't just get one. I need two.
Well, no. What I looked at, the only thing in there that was a letter that intrigued me is they had... I'm with you.
You get it? He's a Nazi lover?
Yeah. Oh, you're going to love this story.
SS.
They had big Scrabble tiles on the wall that were like a foot long. And I'm thinking, God, how big is the board for that? But you could buy Scrabble tiles.
Yeah.
What, is it a junk shop pretty much?
No, it's like a
souvenir.
A souvenir store. But slightly more upscale.
Cartoon-sized Scrabble tiles, though, would intrigue me as well.
Yeah, they're pretty cool. Yeah. I mean, because like it had like the R and the one in the corner.
Yeah.
And so then there's a table up front that has what I would call merchandise that might be Southern Americana.
Oh, no.
Now, Mike, are you familiar?
Oh, no. Now, I know what you do. You love this.
Wait.
You love this crap.
Are you familiar with the works of Joel Chandler Harris?
No, I am not. Is this one of those racist, like, lawn jockey?
Mike, he created Br'er Rabbit and Br'er Bear, and perhaps
if you're happened on one of them zippity-doo-dah.
Okay, all right, we get it.
Based on the work of Joel Chandler Harris. But the thing about the Song of the South, Mike, this was a Disney movie that was made right after World War II and has been out of circulation entirely since 1986.
Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-day. My, oh, my, what a wonderful
because
day.
Because it's, you know, Uncle Remus and the whole nature of the Joel Chandler Harris stories.
You are a sick, twisted individual.
Is this a blackface movie?
It's not a blackface movie.
It might as well be Oscar. Mm-hmm. Okay. It might as well be.
But it has a bad, bad reputation, whether it is an earned reputation or.
Don't defend it. Of course it's got a bad reputation.
I'm not here to pass judgment.
It's overtly racist. That's why. They got the black guy going. Oh, zippity-doo-dah, zippity-doo-dah. Yes, it is racist.
So the fact is that it's out of print and you can't get it, which is why
for
I was
for
shocked.
For a good reason.
Which is why I was shocked.
It absolutely kills him that it's out of print.
Which is why I was shocked when they had an entire display of the movie in professional-looking packaging. And I said... They are bootlegging this Disney film because
and it's called Song of the South.
Because
right?
Joel Chandler Harris is from the Savannah area.
Yes.
And there's obviously a market for it.
But they're still bootlegging.
They're bootlegging. This is totally illegal. And it's not like the Disney Corporation.
What do you mean? This movie has been banned? Is that what it
they
is?
They just don't make it anymore.
You can't buy it. You cannot get it. It's not available anymore.
It's not like it came down as a government edict.
No, Disney has never put it out on home video or DVD. I did a little poking around. There is a Japanese laser disc of it that you can get.
You did a little poking around. Why in the name of all that is holy do you want to acquire this film?
Because Mike, there is something about that which you cannot have
that makes you feel all warm and fuzzy inside.
That makes you want to know about it. So I'm wondering, how do they have this?
Did you hear, incidentally, if I'm a reporter, I'm not letting this go.
Okay.
Did you notice the way he skirted by that very quickly?
Uh-huh.
That was a non-answer. You are searching for
what is an overtly racist movie
I'm not searching for it.
You said poking around.
Yeah, because I wanted to know how this thing could have happened. How they could have found a bootleg of it.
Such bullshit. I didn't know what an aerial looked like, so
I went to Pornhub.com.
And so,
you wanted to add it to your collection, along with your human teeth or whatever.
No, Mike. And so I see the video
bastard.
And I pick it up and I examine it and it looks fairly professional. I'm thinking, wow.
VHS?
DVD. Oh. I'm saying laws are being broken here. And there's employees walking around the store.
Yes.
And I say to Carrie, I said, look, they shouldn't have this. This is illegal.
What's the movie called again?
Song of the South.
Okay.
And I said, they can't have this. This is illegal. They can't sell this. And so I turned, and we're the only ones in the store. And I turned to where the general hubbub of employees are, and I pick up a copy of the movie, and I say, have you seen this? Because I want to know what the quality of the movie is, because if it's a bootleg, it might be rotten. I say, have you seen this? And the employee that turns and looks at me is a black guy.
Yeah, beautiful. Beautiful moment.
It was the moment.
Now you realize it. Did a little light bulb go off in your head?
That's when Carrie turned and you could hear her leave the store like a gunshot. Boom! She's off. It was very, very, very awkward. And then we had a discussion where I said... how does the print look?
Let me give it to you from Wiki, okay?
Okay, very good.
The film has received much critical attention for its handling of race. Cultural historian John Sperb describes the film as one of Hollywood's most resiliently offensive racist texts. That's what it is. Mm. And, you know, that's what it is. That's the wrap
up. And to add to this, and, you know, I know we joke around here, but we got to really reevaluate what you're into. Because when you look for the Song of the South, the first things that come up are all racist videos on YouTube.
All right. Well, I didn't look on YouTube. I just Googled it.
But that's who you are. That's your company. That's who you're keeping company with.
No, I'm
with
not
when you're
keeping
into
company
this.
With them. The thing about it is not the racist angle. It's the fact that it's not available. And it is a Disney film, and it's a curiosity.
You know what else isn't
me.
Available?
Carrie, you showed good judgment out of the store.
Bad judgment 19 years ago when she married me, but how good red, judgment when she left.
How red when the African-American gentleman turned around and saw you with your big ham hands holding up a DVD of Song of the South. How red did those cheeks get?
That is actually what drove the temperature index from 95 to 100 in the city of Savannah.
How much is this damn video done to do today?
I'm going to give Rob a pass because I know in his heart of hearts. I mean, he adopted a legitimate African black boy, right?
Yes, he did.
So
yes, he
I know in his own. Heart of hearts, he's not a racist.
Who, by the way, spent the night last night, and Jabril is doing great. After a second visit with Jabril, Mike, I'll tell you, the boy has not changed. He is still my little guy. He's
that's
awesome.
Wonderful. So, that's wonderful. Way to humanize yourself.
The misstep, though, to really go out of his way to find to like eyeball that tape and be like, oh my God, I gotta find out more about this, and then go home and search where it could be available, if not in the store. That's a situation.
But aren't you curious?
Only available on Japanese laser discs.
Aren't you curious if you saw something bootlegged that didn't exist, something that has sort of a storied history in
what
Hollywood
history? What is a storied history? It's a storied history of hate.
No, mm-hmm. It's the fact that the movie was made and that the Disney Corporation, it's the only thing they have never re-released.
But they don't re-release it for a good reason.
I understand.
Hold on. I have to give this quote. The NAACP recognizes in Song of the South remarkable artistic merit in the music and in the combination of living actors and the cartoon technique. It regrets, however, that in an effort neither to offend audiences in the North or South, the production helps to perpetuate a dangerously glorified picture of slavery. Making use of the beautiful Uncle Remus folklore, Song of the South unfortunately gives the impression of an idyllic master-slave relationship, which is a distortion of the facts. That's it from the NAACP. And that's
very
the,
true.
That's,
okay.
There's the controversy in one paragraph.
George has a quick tip in. George.
I was just saying, just to be fair to Rob, he probably wouldn't have been able to tell if the guy was black from behind. So he had to wait until he turned around and check it out to be sure.
What is going on here? What the hell? What was George?
Wow. Oh my God. That is a valid point. That how come you didn't did you realize you were talking to a
I sort of as I said we were the only customers in the store.
Oh my God.
And I sort of spoke to the store. And it was not
Just one more time.
Yes, please.
Can we replay this? So you hold the thing up. Are you yelling to Carrie?
No. Well, I spoke to Carrie. I said, they can't sell this. This is illegal. They can't have this here. And then
okay,
I picked it up.
Okay, you say that to her, and then where are you in the store? You're at the front?
When you go in the store, the whole Americana display is at the is on a table at the
were
front
any
of the
Were there any Confederate flags?
I don't remember any Confederate flags at that store, no.
Okay, so you're at the front of the store. Where's Carrie at this point?
Carrie is probably 6-10 feet away from me, just wandering. You know, it's
right in the front of the store.
Yeah, and I turned, and to the store, you know, there's some employees walking around. That's when I said it. But the one who turned around, the guy that I spoke to, was a black guy.
Did he answer you when you said, what can you sell? What did you say? Can you sell
no,
this?
No, I said, have you seen this?
No.
Because my thought was, and this is why it's so bad, is because my thought was not.
Oh, my God.
The illegality.
Hey, pal,
of it.
Have you seen this? This is the way life ought to be.
That's the total misstep because that's how he's going to interpret it. But my question was, if this is a bootleg, what's the quality of it? How did it come to be? Why do you have it? And then,
oh God, you moron!
You're not an archaeologist.
Well, yeah, but I'm just asking if he works at the store. Have you seen the DVD? Does it look horrible?
You were asking about the quality.
Yes,
what
did he say? Because
you
it's a bootleg.
Spend your $5.
Because he wanted to purchase
yes!
it. He wanted to purchase it. That's why. How's the quality? Because if it's a crappy homemade bootleg, he doesn't want to take it home to add to his collection.
That's it.
Rob, what did the guy say when you had this incredibly inappropriate moment?
He said, I have not seen it. And I said, okay, because I was curious about the quality.
What were his eyes telling you?
They were sort of he was not pleased with me.
Okay.
But
he
was patient. And when my follow-up question came, as I said, because I was just curious about the quality of the print.
You followed up with that?
Yes. Which actually is
he
how I should
down.
Have said I
you
should have led
down.
With that.
He doubled down. He doubled did. Down. That's the example
well,
of it. Did his eyes
I'm
tell
not
you
racist. I'm concerned with the quality of the print.
Quality. I want a better copy of this incredible cartoon animated live action feature that diminishes the significance of slavery as a problem in America. How did you you double down, do you realize you're asking an African-American about this racist movie and it's maybe not a cool thing to
do? It was a horrible, horrible moment, but there was no way out of it. Because I addressed a room and it landed on the ears of someone who I would never purposely engage in this conversation.
Let me ask you again.
And I phrased it horribly wrong.
Did his eyes tell you that he was aware of this piece of Americana, as you like to call it?
Well, that's it's not my phrase. It's a phrase that I have seen in the past. he answered like he was a store employee, and he said, it is a good quality copy of the movie. It has not been digitally restored, but it is a good copy of the film. And then he turned and walked away. Oh, I turned to look for Carrie, and Carrie had left the store. And I left, and I found her out in the waterfront. She preferred to stand in the blistering sun than to spend one more moment with me in August in Savannah. And I said,
did she say anything to you?
Yeah, she said, do you realize what you just did? And I said, yes, I do. Thanks for the support.
Was there anything else in the store that was sold that you probably wouldn't want to have a party with some of your African American friends?
I would say that the reprinting of the original stories by the author was probably a little dicey. And
no Charlie Chan films.
I didn't see any Charlie Chan films.
Did they have any figurines in this store?
No figurines. Mike, that would just be too much. No,
that would be too much. Yeah, that'd be too much. It would also make it into your suitcase too.
Wait a second. Did you buy the film?
Oh, I did. I've not watched it. I have not watched it.
Oh my God!
But what it is the
destroy
fact.
It. Hold on.
You have to destroy it.
You have to destroy this.
By the way,
public.
Pony, thank you. Pony texted me during the show. He knows that we have a no texting policy.
Oh, I was going to reveal
this
it.
This is well worth it.
I was going to reveal it.
No, we brought you. The show
here?
Is ending. You're going to let it go.
No.
He heard that music start.
Right, there it is. Do we have scissors?
I'll break it.
He's going to break it. Let's give him a round of applause. This is
hold on. Just when a moment is going really well, Mac wants to speak.
This is a big revelation to me. My dad actually sang Zippity Doo Dah to me as a kid, and I had no idea anything about it, so I did not know this was racist.
Well, now you know. You'll have to call your father on that also.
All right,
here we go. Are you ready?
All right, let's listen. This is Song of the South being destroyed by Rob.
Uh-oh, hold on. You got to work out. Right. Oh, there we go. Nice. I saw a crack.
All right, it's broken.
Broken. Four pieces.
There it
four
is.
Pieces.
Yes, there we go. Bravo.
Nice.
Bravo.
There you go.
I can't believe you bought it.
Look at the packaging. It's like printed.
It's amazing.
Oscar, can you read that? What does it say on the actual package?
It says Walt Disney Classics, Song of the South. Yes. And it's made to look like a professional copy of it.
Is there any description of the
on
the back?
The art of animation and live action are brilliantly combined to create Song of the South. This colorful and song-filled spectacle is filled with fascinating characters, including the smart and witty Br'er Rabbit, the wily Br'er Fox, and his bumbling sidekick Br'er Bear. Featuring an Academy Award-winning song and dazzling animated effects, it has become a memorable and beloved family classic.
And the Academy Award winning song was Zippity Doo Dah.
Exactly,
right?
Exactly.
Yeah. To be clear, did you go back in and buy it, or did you just buy it after you want to make sure the print has not been digitally restored, but it's still good?
I bought it then and there and left as fast as I could.
Not from him.
Rob's
that
B-well.
Is horrific.
If we had not called you out on the show, would you have kept it?
No, I brought it in to show it to you guys, and whatever the result was the result. But I was about to show it to you guys.
Yeah,
that's why I had it right here.
That's fair.
But I wanted you to see the packaging, and I thought it was a good capper to the story. And I want to send a muffin basket to the family bloom for helping out.
Let me just say this. Rob Spiewak, you made the bonus show.
The Best of O'Mara.
This is a very special time to be on the Mike O'Mara Show. It's my second visit. Dr. Ben Carson here to say I think anyone listening to this show would be very impressed by their professionalism and the way they they do it. And
what did we say before we turned on the mics, Doctor, that we were going to introduce you?
Well, I was just talking because I thought it was time to start the show.
It was time to be introduced, but I mean, now you've sort of taken the wind out of the sails. Ladies and gentlemen, a big political week with the Democratic debate, and yes. Now we have, from the opposite side of the aisle, Dr. Ben Carson, Republican Woo! Candidate.
Thank you. Thank
see,
you
that's
much.
The way you do it, baby.
Thank you.
It's nice to see a real black man running for president.
Thank you, Oscar. I appreciate that. And
do you concur with his assessment?
If it's supportive, I like that. So often, people in the media don't pay attention to the details.
Like in what way?
I'll answer you in a second if you just give me a chance.
Okay.
So. Quite often, those of you in the media will take something I've said and take it out of context, and you know, and they won't take my total quote, and they'll take just they'll cherry pick it, and that's why I would put them in prison if I was president.
No, hold it! You're gonna put us in prison?
I don't think that we need journalists. It's lower than used car salesmen now, and they don't perform a service. Okay, for the United States.
Not okay. Do you have an example of you being taken out of context?
Well, for example, when I talk about being in that shooting situation where I would say, "Hey, everybody, let's attack that guy so we can get him."
That was your quote?
And then they take just a small part of that quote when the actual quote was, this is what, I'll give it to you.
Okay.
This is what I would have done in that situation.
Okay.
I would have said, "Hey, everybody, let's attack that guy, and let's tackle him, and we'll get him so he can't get all of us."
Dr. Carson.
Thank you.
What if the news that you've got a new title sponsor...
Where are you?
Over here.
I keep my
eyes closed. I tell you what I'll do.
Stage left.
I'm going to turn on my iPhone flashlight. Okay. Just follow the light.
You know, I think you should both be a little bit more aware of the person who you're dealing with. I cut Siamese twins apart.
Yes.
Yes. Conjoined.
Oh.
I hate political correctness.
Do you really?
Fixed the blue babies as well.
Yes, the blue babies I did. I fixed them too. And hopefully someday they'll play in the Blue Man group.
Oh, that would be
that's
an excellent
joke.
Job for the... Oh, was that a joke?
That's a joke.
So if we were to take that out of context,
well,
as a serious comment.
You would probably just use the Blue Man group and then put that on your website and you'd be dishonest.
Like we could do a press release that says, "Candidate Carson wishes Vegas career for blue babies."
Yeah, and it would be out of context, and that would, in my opinion, be very sad.
Okay.
Dr. Carson.
Hello?
What of
He's the... over there, Ben.
Yes.
Stage left, right
okay,
here.
Okay, I'm here. Hearing you.
What of the rumors that 5-Hour Energy is sponsoring your campaign?
Five Hour Energy is welcome to make a small contribution like any other business that would want to see me pursue my candidacy. I think that the thing about the 5-Hour Energy is that if they want to show Ben Carson to the world by supporting me financially, who am I to question that?
Do you know what would be a great band to do a campaign song for you?
Who's that?
Blink-182.
Blink-182. Not sure I understand. I don't understand.
Stage right.
You know,
the guy in the suspenders.
When he laughs like that, you know, you're being like Hitler.
How am I being like Hitler?
I don't know. I just use that term.
I'm going to take that out of context and make you look like a fool.
Because
now
you'd be being dishonest, but that's sad. That's,
you know what you need?
I don't get angry.
You
though.
Probably need to relax. Maybe you could see a nice movie like Eyes Wide Shut.
Eyes Wide Shut. Thank you. You're referring to the fact that quite often I close my eyes when I'm speaking.
Dr. Carson,
yeah.
What of the rumors, and really this is just...
it's over there!
To the left, stage left again.
Isn't she lovely?
I was going to say, like, can you do one of your great albums for us?
That's okay. Yes, go ahead.
What are the rumors that you're actually blind?
I'm not blind. I think it's really important when you're answering a question. I can, and by the way, I can open my eyes.
Oh.
Watch this.
Oh, no, they're horribly crossed.
There you are.
Horribly crossed.
I can open my eyes, but I only do it briefly. When I'm thinking carefully.
That's your
and
process.
Clearly.
Yes.
That's how I think. So when the eyes close, that means I am concentrating on the thoughts so that it goes like this. And
okay,
I'm a neurosurgeon.
It's like you're doing surgery.
Yes. You close your eyes. Because most of the surgery I performed during my career, I performed with my eyes closed.
I am so taking that quote in context.
Yes, because
that doesn't seem possible.
It doesn't, but that's why I was referred to in many circles as somewhat of a miracle worker.
I know that one of your competitors, Donald Trump, has had a lot of success with his hats.
Yes.
And if you were to get a Dr. Ben Carson hat made, I know where you could get it. Is at the shop called Lids.
Lids, a very popular shop with hats that they have there. I have several prototypes.
Oh, you do?
Yes, from my hats here. His is very simple because he's kind of a simple guy.
Understood.
I think we all
I will take that in context.
Make America great again. How tough is that?
Lids,
not hard. That concept.
Lids, usually located next to Four Eyes.
Exactly. Right. Yes. There you are.
This is Ben Carson. We don't want another Hitler.
Oh, that's good.
That's kind of good. My theme.
Sure.
It doesn't roll off the tongue, though.
Right. Ben Carson, he cuts heads apart.
Oh, no, that doesn't really work either.
I think that's a step in the right direction,
that really
though.
Doesn't talk about your brand, though.
Yeah, yeah.
How about this? And this is my favorite one right here.
Yes.
This is America, vote Ben Carson. Open your eyes.
Hey, not so fast, Mr. Big Shot. I got to tell you that MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So shop Amazon and use our website. Always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Now go in peace.